This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, we are going to pivot because a good friend of our program has dialed us up, and we are happy to join and have on Hall of Famer John Smoltz right now. And we've been talking a lot about the Braves today, and Smoltz's running around. His next series will be the ALCS, he will call it, on Fox. But Smoltzy, man, thanks so much for jumping on today. You know how this goes in the ATL. We're all reeling about what we saw yesterday. What were your initial thoughts? Because nobody's done this. Nobody scored 10 runs in a first inning, and then obviously they go on to win. But it was like, whoa.
Yeah. You know, in a game like this, it's hard to try not to pitch perfect and play perfect. And sometimes when you try to do those kind of things, a snowball, a play here, to say it snowballed is an understatement. They gave you an out with a man on second.
Right.
And they were playing for an early lead because they had a hot pitcher. And I there are times in the playoffs when there's good walks, and then there's times in the playoffs when there's obviously bad walks. And the bad walks caught up to the Braves in that inning. And, you know, I hate it. Obviously, to get this kind of baseball season and to have it come down to a game five, and it just really, obviously after the first inning, you don't have a chance. But I've seen it a lot. When the pressure's on a team that's supposed to win, sometimes the little things just get in the way. I mean, giving up one or two. It's hard to think that way when you're pitching an elimination game. I just remember, fortunately I had a ton of experience pitching in these games, and I just remember if I never gave up more than one run in an inning, you always feel like you're right there, and you never give your manager a reason to get you out, and the game just got unraveled quick.
Yeah, John, we knew that Faulty was up for it. I mean, game two, he pitches a gem, so we weren't thinking, obviously no one expected this, but did you like the way they used Fried? We thought, man, 17 wins, I would like to see him get a start in this, or did you like the way Snicker handled the rotation?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to see Fried down the stretch much, and, you know, I thought the way it was set up, and look, I mean, execution, and they're going to win it. Game four, they had an unbelievable snatchback victory in game three, which was huge. But I thought everybody, you know, for the most part, with the exception of game five, was in position to do what that. This was a really good series. I don't think people realized how good the Cardinals were playing, especially in the second half, how good they were pitching. And, you know, Max Fried, being a young guy, learning as he goes, pitched a ton of innings. And I just feel like that the Braves were a player two away. When you don't score with runners on third, nobody out, runner on second, nobody out. I mean, that's tough. That usually comes back and catches up with you, and it did.
It's Hall of Famer John Smoltz, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking about our Braves. We'll talk about what else is going on around Major League Baseball, the Dodgers situation last night. I mean, we had it bad, but the Dodgers, with all the expectations and the way things played out there, was crazy. I want to ask you about a guy like Freddie, who you know. He said it. He owned it last night after this, saying, "I didn't play my best." Smoltz, he hit 200 in this series, 4 for 20. And, you know, we hate it, but sometimes you get defined by these things in the postseason because this is where the legacies are born, and you know, they continue. So for a guy like Freddie Freeman, I'm assuming that he's going to be able to get over this and come back and have another great season, but now he has to wait to get back to the postseason to kind of redeem himself.
Yeah, I don't think Freddie was physically right. You play at this time of year, everyone goes through some aches and pains, but I just don't think his elbow was right. The last week of the season, I'm sure they did everything they could to get him ready. I've seen Freddie play, you know, a lot of baseball games, and from an offensive standpoint, it just seemed like his elbow wasn't right. Whether or not he's got to get something done this offseason, I guess we'll find out, but, you know, that is such an important part of the offense that unfortunately for him, I just don't think physically he was where he wanted to be, and he will make no excuses. He owned, you know, the fact that that play, if nothing else, getting one out. But that this time of the year, which I mean, gosh, if there's any, I miss it so much. At least I get to be an announcer and talk about it, but I miss just the even everything that comes with it. I mean, the biggest thing that I've always said, you got to be ready for the moment. You cannot be afraid to fail. And
right. And
I can't say that everybody understands that. And there are moments that get a little bigger than you want them to be, and the chances to fail get greater, and the chances to do things you wouldn't normally do are there. And it's not every DNA and not every player understands it until they go through it, and then they have to either learn how to breathe differently or approach it differently. And I'm not saying just because you want it is going to make you successful, because you can want it too much and you can try too hard and try to be the guy.
Right.
And I just think it's a special heartbeat, and it's a special way to slow the game down. That's why we see it every postseason. We see guys rise to the occasion. We see guys define their years, and we see guys, unfortunately, like Clayton Kershaw, who's going to have to answer the same question for the rest of his career, one of the greatest pitchers in the history of our game, and he's come up against some flukish and tough innings and hasn't gotten it done in the postseason, and he has to answer to that. And it's tough. There's no doubt about it.
It is John Smoltz with us, guys. Hall of Famer. Again, great starting pitcher, great closer, and now doing a great job as a broadcaster. John, over the years, we've had great conversations with you about the old school baseball versus the new school. We were losing our mind when the Marlins were going after Acuna. What do you make of this? Acuna got under their skin. He batted .444. We heard the postgame comments of their skipper, you know, saying they started this blank. Flaherty hits him. Don't you have to come back and plug Flaherty or somebody else?
I would think so, and unfortunately I stepped outside and was doing some work and missed that. But I'll say this about the game. You know, sometimes you can misread a situation and get somebody else's emotion a little out of whack. But for the most part, I think the tag "let these kids play" comes with a little bit of caution. Because in letting these kids play, which is what Major League Baseball has kind of made a commercial out of, you're going to get a lot of emotions and a lot of carried away at times with successful plays or home runs or hits. And I think in context, sometimes we lose the context of the game and the moment, and it can rub people the wrong way. And obviously, you know, there was probably more to do between him and Martinez. But I've seen guys celebrating, and they haven't won nothing yet. Like, I see celebrations that are so over the top, and you'd swear they just won the World Series. And I'm talking league-wide. I'm not just talking about this situation. And I think there are times where, you know, I guess teams are going to handle it the way they want to handle it. And this is a great player. We're talking about a great player in Acuna. He's got some things to learn. There's no doubt. There's no one would say he doesn't. Every young player has something to learn, and he's going to learn them in certain ways. Luckily, he's playing in this time of baseball, because every decade and every era polices the game in different ways. So it's a little unfortunate in that kind of game that it did happen. I not seeing it, don't know if it was really, really bad or obvious, or if he just got pitched in and got hit, you know, in the shoulder. That part would be a little unfortunate.
Smoltzy, I just want to take you back for a second, though, as we talk about this with Acuna, because Mike and I were both upset about it. I think a lot of Braves fans were. Where's that come from? And what I mean by that is that you in your time in the clubhouse? Are you looking down in the dugout and going, all right, and you're mentally taking notes as pitchers, and you know, I got to go back out and protect my guy? Because we always hear, well, the manager never had anything to do with it. And I covered baseball for many years, and I know that's bull crap. Sometimes managers tell you, hey, you got to get the job done, and everybody knows what's up. So for me, my deal is, even if Snit didn't say it, it should have come from somebody in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and I guess that's where I'm saying it's like what was that movie where eight people saw an event eight different ways, right? Right? And I think that's what can happen from time to time. Sometimes guys take it in their own hands and blow it and actually make it worse. I know back in our day, you know, I got instructed four times in 21 years to hit somebody. And that's not a lot, obviously.
Right.
And I didn't hit a lot of people. And I never believed in hitting people because I couldn't get them out. But I did believe that you had to, you know, if guys on your team were getting plunked and unneedly getting plunked, then somebody on the other team, and it was just understood.
Right.
And somewhere along the line, with emotion and celebration and losing the context of what you're celebrating about, if you hit a mammoth home run and it's 7-1 and you're jumping up and down at home plate, I don't think the pitcher's going to be real happy about that. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I don't understand. I get the celebrating, right?
Yeah.
What if pitchers started doing it?
Mm.
What if pitchers started doing some dances on it? Like, it needs to come more from the pitchers, I guess.
Right.
Because it's kind of one-sided, where the hitters are going up and down, jumping down, jumping jacks, and pointing, and you got every. So maybe some pitchers need to start, you know,
right,
sitting on the mound or, you know, doing whatever. I just think if it's individually misread, it has a chance to get ugly. And if the situation is not conducive for the volume of celebrating, then it can get, you know, it's really the eye of the beholder. And usually the managers have a good feel and will make sure that they don't let their team be falsely represented, because it'll carry over. This
right.
is going to carry over into next year. There's no doubt. 100%.
It is John Smoltz with us here. And again, managers, everything gets magnified, the big decisions. And, man, it's crazy. What the Astros are doing is crazy. We're going to talk about the ALCS in a second. Just real quick, Brian McCann, he announced he's going to retire yesterday, John. I know you had some time with him with the Braves. Just seems like a great guy and a great teammate.
He's one of my favorite people in the world. I got a chance to go full circle with Brian McCann, and the fact that, you know, of all the years at the end of my career, I got to break in a young Brian McCann after probably throwing to 25 different catchers, and he kind of rejuvenated my career at 38 by throwing some energy into an old fart pitcher that was basically trying to help a young kid, you know, break in, and he became a perennial all-star. I hate the fact that the shift in the American League really did hurt his chances. I still think he's a Hall of Fame candidate, but I think going over to the American League and just kind of caving in to the shift, I think he would even tell you, you know, just because that's what they wanted him to do. But couldn't be a nicer guy, more passionate about his teammates, and obviously he was so important to Houston, and he was so important to come back and give what he had to this organization and really make it complete. I'm sad that, you know, it had to go out this way, but I think he's got everything in perspective and realizes his body has been through a lot as a catcher, and didn't want to beat it up anymore.
Smoltz, let's get your thoughts quickly. I know you're calling the ALCS. Yankees are sitting there. We got Rays, Astros tonight. Garrett Cole hadn't lost since like last year, and I'm over-exaggerating. He's been great. They think they got a great shot tonight throwing him. What do you see in the AL? Can the Rays do this?
They can. Ton of pressure on the Astros. Ton of pressures on the Dodgers last night.
Hmm.
The Dodgers had that game well in hand. They didn't add on. And the Nationals stayed right in it. And that's the way the Rays are going to play. If they don't get too far behind early, they're going to be that. I just call them, like, they're the worst gnats you've ever seen. Like, if you've ever been on a golf course, you got those gnats, and you can't get rid of them. They have had a tremendous year. They have really pushed all the right buttons, and they don't get a lot of respect. And they go about it in a different way. It's non-traditional, but they're going to have a traditional pitcher on the mound tonight. Ton of pressure on Houston. They were the favorites coming in, and it's all about that first start, you know? I always said that there was never a more important inning when you are playing in an elimination game. I pitched in seven of them, and you have to pitch the first inning like the ninth. Just get those outs, get in the dugout, make everybody relax. Don't make them feel like they got to do too much. And if you keep getting that first guy out of every inning, no matter how heavily favored you are, you start putting heat on the other team. And Garrett Cole is going to put enough heat on the Rays, but he's going to have to do it and make sure that his team gives him, you know, gets off to a good start. Because, man, this is going to be a great game tonight. The Rays are looking to shock everybody by taking down Houston and beating Verlander and Cole in back-to-back games.
All right, John, we always appreciate the time. Know you're busy. We'll be watching you on the ALCS, and hopefully we can pick your brain later on, man. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Malty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.